The first tar sands mine in the U.S. could be producing petroleum this winter in the Uinta Basin of eastern Utah. The company behind the PR Spring Mine plans to showcase a new way of mining oil sands that doesn't wreck the land and water. But local ranchers are worried, and climate activists say any petroleum mining is a bad idea. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Even during a summer drought, Main Canyon is an oasis in the high mountain desert of the Tavaputs Plateau. Bert and Christine DeLambert have raised cattle here for nearly four decades, but they've never seen anything like this before, a dozen dead trout lying belly up in their spring-fed pond.
You know, if that was any place else and the fish started dying, they'd be pretty excited.
There's no way to say if the strip mine had anything to do with the dead fish, but three state agencies have already approved mining and processing tar sands on the 317 acres on the Rocky Ridge above the DeLambert Ranch. The first mine of its type in the United States is being built there by a Canadian company called U.S. Oil Sands. The DeLamberts don't oppose it on principle, but they do worry the mine could spoil the water or dry it up.
We've always had the water, and then this year we're dry. I don't know if all that drilling they've done has had an impact on it.
Answers could be years away, and there's a lot at stake if the company and state regulators are wrong. The sage and pinyon landscape here is alive with wildlife and prized for hunting. Nearby Colorado River tributaries carry water for more than 40 million people. And ranchers like the DeLamberts can't help but worry about the mine.
Their wells are right above us. You know, this concerns me a little bit, this does, especially over the water.
If you didn't have the water down here, you couldn't live out here.
The water question also nags University of Utah geology professor William Paul Johnson, so he's brought students to Main Canyon to look for answers. U.S. Oil Sands has a state water right to serve the 32,000 acres it's leased from Utah's State Trust Lands Agency. Bert DeLambert tells Johnson mining hasn't started, but one spring's already dried up, and then those fish died.
They don't die. Yeah. They don't know.
Are you noticing less water in there, too?
Way less. Yeah. I doubt if there's even half.
Johnson offers to do some extra tests. He says state regulators should have asked more questions from the start.
Their decision was made without any real data. The most substantive data they call on are the 180 core holes up at the ridgetop. Those core holes were designed to find tar, not to investigate the hydrology.
Johnson doesn't understand how anyone could think there's no water here to harm.
That's like looking in the sky and saying there's no water there. And of course, we know water comes from the sky, right? And you don't always see it there. It's there as vapor. Just like in these ridgetops, it's moving downward. It's on its way down to the groundwater system. The springs represent that groundwater system.
On the ridge 600 feet above Main Canyon, it's obvious why U.S. oil sands officials are so excited. Dark oil streaks the tawny canyon walls. Oil oozes from the ground in places, and even the warm morning breeze smells like petroleum. This tar, or oil sands as the company calls it, even forms pavement on dirt roads. Dan Klein engineered the mine for U.S. Oil Sands and manages it. He walks me into the test pit, where about 30 feet has been scooped from the land surface to expose a sideways stripe of oil. He taps a chunk of dark rock.
It's like soft pavement.
Yeah.
Between my fingers, it feels like a lump of gritty grease. But Klein sees it as a game-changing opportunity for his whole industry.
The method that U.S. Oil Sands has developed and will use for this site is a method that uses a citrus-based solvent. We're able to take the sand after the oil's been recovered from it, and take that sand by truck back to the mined out pits, fill the pits back up with absolutely no tailings ponds.
Klein says U.S. Oil Sands process recovers all but a small fraction of the bitumen and the biodegradable solvent. U.S. Oil Sands is anxious to prove its process is safe and economical. Mike McKee is a pro-energy county commissioner who's eager to see the company succeed. He says around half of the nation's oil sands are here, with the revenue potential to replace the taxes that pay for Utah schools.
There's a lot of resource there, a lot of opportunity, and a lot of jobs, and it's not just for this county.
And McKee says the PR Spring mine won't mean a denuded landscape and vast ponds of toxic tailings like Canada's seen.
There's a lot of misinformation that continues to be purported. You know, people need to be talking about the newer technologies because that's what's going to be utilized as we move forward.
U.S. oil sands officials are eager to prove their process is safe, that it can transform an industry. But climate activists still oppose it. They want fossil fuels like oil sands to stay in the ground because of global warming. They've gotten arrested protesting the mine. They hold vigil at a camp across the road from U.S. oil sands processing plant. It's below the mine's namesake, PR Spring. Activist Will Munger invites the scientists to camp here. He wants everyone to see firsthand what's at stake.
The global implications of tar sand development are that if we build the infrastructure, if we start mining tar sands, if this becomes locked in, our ability to stop global climate change will be completely undermined.
People concerned about the water scored a small victory recently when regulators ordered U.S. oil sands to monitor nearby springs based on evidence gathered by Johnson's research team. Company officials plan to be processing oil above Main Canyon by next spring. Judy Fays, KUER News.